Das dritte Studioalbum der Brooklyner Band Battles, das erscheint am 18. September und heißt Ladidadi. Darüber spreche ich jetzt aber schon mal mit dem Drummer des Trios, zugeschaltet aus seiner Wahlheimat Berlin. Hallo John Stanier.
Hallo.
How are you doing?
I am great.
Ladidadi, the way I said it, did I convey the deeper meaning to it right?
Absolutely. There is really no deep meaning to the album title. It sounds good and it's a Slick Rick song. It's something that just comes out nice. There's no vocals on this record, so that's the only meaning, really, I suppose.
Kind of an irony. It's a 1980s song, I guess, Slick Rick's Ladidadi.
Yeah.
Mostly yeah. Quoted by kind of everyone.
Yeah.
And then you just pick the title and have no words on your album.
Exactly. It's 100% instrumental. It wasn't necessarily pre-planned this way. It just, we didn't want to repeat ourselves because we just did that with the guest vocalist on the last record. So, but it's not like when we sat down to make this record, we discussed whether or not it would be instrumental. It just kind of ended up that way, which is fine. I think, before the last record, our vocals were always sort of just another instrument in a way for us. We use them as another instrument. So it's not like it's a missing lead singer or something.
I wonder, how much do you fear repetition in the way you do music? You just mentioned that. You didn't want to repeat yourself.
Well, on one hand, we don't want to repeat ourselves in the sense of just writing another record exactly like the last one. But at the same time, we embrace repetition. We're all about loops and playing along to loops and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's not really, we're always trying to push it a little bit. That's probably why it takes so long for us to record a record and why it's so many years in between them. We don't really want to rush it.
So at least your album's first single, The Yaba, has been out on SoundCloud for quite a while. And mm-hmm. since you mentioned there is no lyrics on your album, I've been listening to it and I started reading the comments on SoundCloud. Like this one at timecode 140. Let's just have a quick listen to that. you recognize it? So this yeah. guy writes at 140, makes me want to eat a sandwich.
Is he looking at the album artwork? I suppose he is. Yeah. Eating sandwiches, that's a good thing. That's a good reaction.
Playing with food, looking at your album artwork, of course, seems to be just as much fun for you as playing with sound. Could you maybe clear up the analogy a bit more?
Well, all of our art is done by Dave from the band, the guitar and bass player. Dave Konopka is the artistic director, creative director of Battles. He's done everything, and all of our covers definitely are a reaction to each other. They all have something to do with each other. The very first EPs were, it was Nature with analog tape in it. Then Mirrored was a very physical, obvious objects that you know what they are. It's musical equipment. It's a very hands-on album cover. The next record, it was a non-representational blob that you can't tell if it's food, is it solid, is it, you don't know what it is. And this cover basically signifies it's an absurdist recipe of foods that no one would be able to eat that for breakfast, or why would you? It's an absurdist collage of food items, but it's food because it I don't think the point would get across if it was like machine parts or something. It's food because you consume food. I don't enjoy peanut butter with eggs. I think that's kind of gross, but it exists, and they're two food items, and they can be consumed, and the result of that is Ladidadi.
Lots of synesthesia going on here. Just tell me how much or what taste buds will your new album touch? Will it be sour, sweet, bitter? I wonder.
I mean, it's across the board, everything. Absolutely. It will be repulsive to some, mouth-watering to others.
I wonder, in a sound that is so complicated, how do you play that live? Is it pushing buttons and just letting the loops roll? Is it like really recreating what we hear on a record? What's it like?
It's absolutely recreating what is on the record, for sure. That's what I mean. From the very early days of Battles, we really go out of our way to create everything live. I think that's really important, especially in this day and age when it's just, the tools are out there. And I think if you use the tools, you should still be using them in an appropriate way to create interesting music. I don't think it should be used to, you know, to cheat or just make life easier. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but that's just not us. That's not satisfying to us. I think it's important to us to recreate what we do live on stage. Incredibly important.
And your last track, Nonviolence, there is like this power chord guitar riff repeating itself that sounds like strings, or is it the other way around? How do you come up with ideas like that?
I think it's, I forget if that's Ian or Dave, but it's really just something as simple as just like, you know, wow, that sounds like strings, like, let's use it, kind of. I don't know, it's all about sounds and just tweaking sounds. And I enjoy how those guys can create sounds on a Les Paul guitar with a bunch of pedals that, you know, that, like you just said, sounds like strings or like brass or something. It's pretty interesting.
And you're the guy who keeps it all together on the drum kit.
No, I wouldn't say that, but I mean, yeah, I'm playing the drums. If anything, the loop, the sort of master loop, is really running the show. So it's like we're all really listening to that. In a strange sort of way, I'm not really the drummer. The loop is the drummer.
Have you ever felt that you overburden your audience or that you ask too much from them, from your live audiences?
No, not at all. I think we realize, you know, we're playing kind of challenging music, and but I think that we still really want to convey the playfulness of it, and there's definitely elements of humor in our music because we're such funny guys. But it's, you know, there's a lot of playfulness, and I don't think that challenging, forward-thinking music always has to be so heavy-handed and serious. I think that's really boring. I think it can be fun and punk and, you know, no rules and all over the place. And just, it's, you know, it's fun. It's fun to play. It's fun to play live. And I don't think, I don't know. I've never really thought of that if we overburden people. I don't think we do.
Do you see any bands or performing artists that compete with you or maybe do the same thing as you at this point in time?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't really ever sense any sort of competitiveness with other acts. I think we're definitely doing something pretty different, and we're doing something that's really unique and our own. It's not like we're, you know, battling it out for the chart position of the week with our hit single. Like, you know, that's not our world.
Talking about hit singles, are there any on this album?
Maybe. I mean, what is a single in 2015?
Mm-hmm.
You tell me. I don't know. I have no idea. I feel like records are completely being marketed in a totally different way now, and I think that the days of, or at least for this record, there is no single that you're going to go to radio with, or, you know, I think that's that was never really the case with us, but now it's really not the case with us. And I think we're trying to sort of bring the lost art of the album back, which means a lot to me. I mean, we spent an awful lot of time deciding which songs are going to be on the record and which songs are not going to be on the record, and then the order of that and how they flow in and out of each other, and where the spaces are and where it takes you in the context of the entire record. So to me, that's really important. But I do think that it's, when I say that it's the lost art of the album, I think in some ways it's also coming back. I think that people are starting to buy vinyl again. They're selling turntables at Urban Outfitters now. I think in a weird way too, I think that streaming actually will sort of maybe get people out of the single only sort of headspace, where before it was you're just downloading songs, or you're, you know, you can buy just two or three songs from your record on iTunes and not the entire record, so you're not really getting that effect of the entire record anymore. I think maybe even streaming will be just someone pressing play on your new record and having the entire record play while they're at work or they're in their car or something like that, instead of just bouncing all over the place.
Yeah.
I think. I hope.
You would see me nodding heavily at this point in the interview. Yeah. So La-di-da-di might even translate to the lost form or lost art of the album.
Sure.
Wow.
Why not? Sounds good.
You will be on tour.
Yes.
And you will be coming to Germany in October 31st to Frankfurt, and Berlin the 4th of November. No Bavaria, unfortunately.
No, not right now, but I know we're coming back. I mean, we'll come back at least twice more, so I'm sure we'll be down in Bavaria. Definitely.
Looking forward to that. John Stanier, thank you so much. All the best to you.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye.